This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, with the official broadcast for October 2012. Tonight's lineup includes presidential comment, headquarters news, a Waro update, and on the international scene...
Germany's National Ham Radio Society says no to a new pan-European BPL standard.
Yes, that and more on tonight's NZART official broadcast. Good evening, everyone. Presenting the official broadcast, I'm Jim Meachin, ZL2BHF in Nelson. Presidential comment leads the way tonight. Here's our NZART president, Vaughan Henderson, ZL1TGC. Vaughan?
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. Elections for the position of president and council of your association will be held early next year, with nominations closing at the end of this year. I think it would be great if we could have an election for all the council positions in all the electoral districts. Please give this some thought and consider offering your services if you're asked by your fellow amateurs. If you're not sure what's involved, please email me, zl1tgc@nzart.org.nz, and I'll be happy to send you some information. On international matters, in a few days our team flies out to Ho Chi Minh City in Vietnam for the 15th Regional Conference of IARU Region 3. This is being held from the 5th to the 9th of November. I'm confident that we have sent a strong team to represent NZART, and I look forward to hearing the outcome. Our own Peter Lake, ZL2AZ, has recently been appointed to the position of Chairman of Directors for Region 3, following the untimely death of Michael Owen, VK3KI, last month. By now you will all have received the 2012 edition of our core book. Many thanks to Lawn, ZL2AHB, for an excellent production. You will all receive a CD-ROM with the November-December issue of Break-In, which will have the core book in electronic format, plus this year and last year's break-ins as PDF files. If you spot any errors in the call sign listings or silent keys still shown, please let Debbie know at headquarters so these can be brought to the attention of the Ministry's Radio Spectrum Management Group. You will all have seen or heard from Debbie ZL2DL about the upcoming membership drive, which is on target to kick off in November, and I hope will result in some much-needed new members. The special offer of $49 is for 1 year's membership and will also include a CD-ROM core book. Those that take advantage of this special offer will be entered into a draw to win a 2-meter handheld radio. Only those amateurs within New Zealand who have not belonged to the association for 3 or more years or have never been a member will be eligible to join with this offer. While this offer may look like we are not considering our current members who have loyally supported the association, please be assured this is not the case. If we attract enough new members to NZART, this will reduce our operating costs, so your subscriptions will not increase, and we will be in a much better position to focus on getting new people into our hobby of amateur radio. Finally, a reminder about a couple of key events next year. The biannual technology conventions being held in Auckland over Easter weekend. It's the 30th and 31st of March. The venue is the Western Springs Garden Community Hall, and it's being hosted by Branch 66, the Auckland VHF Group. More details will be in the next issue of Break-In. Queen's Birthday weekend next year, which is the first weekend in June, will be the time for our annual general meeting and conference, which is being hosted by the Wairarapa branch in Masterton. Look out for more details on accommodation and travel in an upcoming issue of Break-In. Thanks for listening. It's back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Vaughan. The president of NZART, Vaughan Henderson, ZL1TGC. Onwards to Upper Hutt we go, and it's a very good evening to NZART business manager, Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL.
Good evening, Jim, and good evening, everyone. Due to an injury, I was unable to come to work for a week, which meant that I missed sending out an issue of Headquarters Infoline. Interestingly, not too many people complained. However, I have since heard that it is a popular form of communication to members and very important for sending out information. Which brings me to my usual plea for help. I dare say that members would care if I was run over by a big red bus. However, the simple fact is, life must go on. NZART Council and I have desperately been trying to seek volunteers for various roles within the association, the position of HQ InfoLine editor being one of them. On this occasion, only one issue was missed. But this is not to say it couldn't happen again, and perhaps more than one is missed. If you or anyone you know may be interested in perhaps becoming my deputy in some of the roles I have, especially HQ InfoLine, please contact me as soon as possible so I can get you up to speed on what is needed. On the membership promotion, I can assure those who are patiently waiting the membership promotional letter that has been promised. It will be in your letterboxes in the first week of November. You will have approximately 5 weeks to take advantage of this special offer. To those current members who feel slightly disadvantaged, having always paid the full subscription, Council wish to sincerely thank you for your commitment to the association. Promotional offers always smart when you are the full paying member. However, they are necessary to attract newcomers to the association. I can confirm there are currently 3 members of Council who joined during a special promotional deal within the last 7 years. So for those of you who feel that these offers only attract members for as long as is necessary, the benefits of seeing what you can bring to this hobby may never be known if you don't join, even for a short time. Well, that's all from me, Jim. Back to you.
Thank you, Debbie. Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL, our NZART business manager. Information tonight from Don Wallace, ZL2TLL, NZART's ALO, concerning the close down of Channel 1 and amateur use of the frequencies 50 to 51 MHz. As many members are aware, the bottom end of the 6-metre band, 50 to 51 MHz, is to be returned to amateurs once all Channel 1 television has ceased and the current management right for the spectrum expires. What may not be known is that the last Channel 1 television transmitter is not due to close down until November 2013, and the management right under which they operate does not expire until August 2015. NZART is working with Radio Spectrum Management on arrangements for the period between when all the Channel 1 transmitters are turned off and the management right expires. In the interim, the current arrangements will continue. An amateur in an area where Channel 1 is no longer operating can apply for a permit to operate by contacting Radio Spectrum Management at info@rsm.govt.nz or by telephoning RSM Info 0508 776 463. For a look now at international amateur radio news, we join the amateur radio newsline's Jeff Clark, K8JAC.
Germany's National Amateur Radio Society, the Deutsche Amateur Radio Club, or DARC, will be asking the Deutsche Commission for Electrical, Electronic, and Information Technologies to oppose a new pan-European draft power line transmission standard. PLT is what Europe calls Broadband Over Power Line, or BPL. During its October 22nd meeting, the DARC board discussed the pros and cons of the proposed draft standard. While it said it recognizes the new draft provided for some non-binding commitments for notching out certain frequencies in the amateur bands, it also noted that it fears the future ambitions of the manufacturers of other PLC products in the direction of higher limits for the emission of harmful electromagnetic or EMC interference. This could lead to a weakening of the previous limits in other European EMC standards. To be clear, this new standard concerns the devices that people install in their homes to run data over their house wiring. It has nothing to do with PLC or BPL that is carried over the power company networks. Pico Atlas 7, a single foil balloon launched by James Cookson, M6JCX, on Saturday, October 20th from Suffolk in the UK, has landed some 1,050 kilometers or 650 miles to the east in Sweden. Pico Atlas 7 carried a GPS receiver and a miniature transmitter running only 10 milliwatts output, sending RIDI on 434.301 MHz upper sideband. The telemetry data from this balloon transmitter could be decoded using the free software at DLFLDigi. This program can decode many different amateur radio digital modes, and can be downloaded for Windows, Mac, and Ubuntu Linux at tinyurl.com/8ZLO437. An increasing number of radio amateurs are experimenting with ultralight balloon payloads, typically weighing less than 100 grams. Balloons such as these do not go to high altitudes. Instead, they float between 3,500 and 6,000 meters, which roughly equates to 9,000 to 20,000 feet for an extended period of time. During the 19-hour flight, this balloon successfully crossed the North Sea before landing in central Sweden. Great Britain's Southgate Amateur Radio News has launched a new amateur radio forum board called the Ham Radio Today. The forum contains lots of amateur radio news stories, plus sections for special interest groups. While geared mainly toward Europe and the IARU Region 1, the board offers subjects of interest to hams worldwide, including specialty areas to discuss 5 MHz operation, ham radio satellites, EME operations, and reports from several of the world's best-known propagation experts. Registration's free and only takes a minute. You'll find the new forum board at www.hamradiotoday.com. The ARRL reports that 14-year-old radio amateur Tom Jose, VU3TMO, has just achieved his digital DXCC award. First licensed when he was 13 years old in December of 2011, VU3TMO is a third-generation ham operator in his family along with his parents. VU3TMO is a member of India's National Institute of Amateur Radio and the Dayton Amateur Radio Association. He's reported to be one of the youngest hams in this nation. For now, with Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF, at the editor's desk, I'm Jeff Clark, KHAAC, saying 73, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2012, all rights reserved.
Thank you, Jeff, and as always, we say thank you to Newsline for the use of their copyright material. Technology Convention will be held next Easter, March 30th and 31st, 2013, at the Western Springs Garden Community Hall in Auckland. A call has gone out for papers for presentation at this convention. Details and the requirements for the papers can be found on page 40 of your September-October issue of Break In. Time now for Waro News, and it's a very good evening to Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO.
Thanks, Jim, and greetings, everyone. The Thelma Super Memorial Contest will be held next year on Saturday, April the 27th and Sunday, April the 28th, 2013. The contest is held on 80 metres CW and SSB and runs for just 2 hours on each night. Please note these dates down and we hope there'll be a really good turnout of members to take part. There'll be more publicity nearer the contest date. Our break-in page compilers are asking for items from members about happenings involving YLs in their NZART branches. We know that some branches only have one or maybe two YL members, but assure that over the years these members contribute to the running of the branch in some way or other. Why not tell us about it? Written contributions can be sent to waro@nzart.org.nz with photos if possible. There are two main levels of membership in Waro: full membership for ladies who are transmitting members and associate membership for ladies who are interested in our organisation but do not have an amateur licence. A third form of membership is Friend of Waro, and this is available to any person who wishes to support the aims of Waro. There is also a DX membership available for overseas YLs who are sponsored into Waro by members on a reciprocal basis. Sponsorship is a worthwhile way to be in contact with overseas YLs informally, and I can speak from personal experience. Some Waro members have been fortunate to visit their DX sponsors in their home countries or to have them visit in New Zealand. If anyone is interested in sponsoring a DX member, let our sponsorship secretary Celia ZL1ALK know and she'll be happy to find a person for you to sponsor. That's all from Waro for October, Jim. Good night, everyone.
Thank you, Rosemary. Reporting for Waro, Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO. With this latest update in the area of antennas and the happenings with district plans, here's Mike Newman, ZL1BNB.
In last month's broadcast, I was able to give you good news about the Environment Court's decision on the Tauranga City Plan. NZART has made a submission to the Waipa District Council, which includes Te Awamutu and Cambridge, on their draft proposed plan review. You can assist by making a further submission in support of NZART's submission. Details of a pro forma further submission were attached to InfoLine 260 and posted on the NZART website on 19th October. Go to the NZART homepage at nzart.org.nz and you will find the InfoLine as the second line in the list of recent updates. The pro forma information is headed Proposed Waipa District Plan. If you can't find the information in InfoLine 260, please email me, ZL1BNB, at nzart.org.nz, and I will send you a copy. Please read this section of InfoLine and support the NZART by emailing a copy of the pro forma submission to this address, submissions@waipadc.gov.nz. I'll spell WIPADC, it's simple, WIIPADC. Alternatively, you may wish to send some further submission in your own words. Just remember the closing date, 7th November at 5 p.m. I would like to see at least 100 further submissions in support, and 200 would be even better. Take this action now. And talking of action, I learnt last week that, through the good work of Peter ZL1UPB, the Thames Coromandel District Council, that's TCDC for short, has included much of the Tauranga appeal decision in its draft plan proposals, which are viewable at the TCDC website, www.tcdc.gov.nz. You don't have to wait until a plan review or change is notified to become involved with your council. Early participation is more likely to produce a satisfactory result. So be proactive, as Peter was. Please keep alert for notifications of plan reviews and changes, and alert me when you need to. I'll provide whatever assistance I can. Just email me, ZL1BNB, at nzrt.org.nz. Please don't forget to send that submission of support to WIPADC. Thanks for listening, folks, and back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Mike. Reporting from Whanganui, NZART's local government liaison officer, Mike Newman, ZL1BNB. Finally in the lineup for tonight's broadcast, it's Branch News. Here's Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. The annual general meeting of the Hastings Branch Amateur Radio Club, NZART Branch 13, will be held at the Papakawai Hall from 7:30 p.m. on the 28th of November, following the normal monthly meeting. After the AGM, the homebrew competition will also be held. Please bring your entries along, or if necessary, bring photographs. Also, the combined Christmas tea of the Hastings and Napier branches 13 and 25 will be held at the Napier RSA on Friday the 30th of November. Drinks at 6 p.m. and a meal at 6:30 p.m. And if you'd like to go, contact Rob, ZL2US, or David, ZL2DW. Note that there's no Hastings branch meeting in December. Nelson Branch 26 NZART has its annual general meeting on Wednesday, November the 21st, starting at 7 p.m. at the Car Club Rooms on Bolt Road. To Christchurch Branch 05 NZART, where the annual general meeting will be held at the Club Rooms, which is still, at the moment, 27 Galbraith Avenue in Avonside, starting 7:30 p.m. on Wednesday the 5th of December, after which a Christmas supper will be held. The AGM of the Christchurch AREC will be held at the Club Rooms on Wednesday the 14th of November. Also, Christchurch Branch has another of its Radio Tech Days on Sunday the 18th of November at the Club Rooms at 27 Galbraith Avenue in Avonside, running from 9:30 in the morning to around 4 p.m. For more details, contact Rory Deans on 325-4181. And finally, Christchurch West Branch 56 has its next meeting on Tuesday the 27th of November at the Club Rooms in Auburn Park in Upper Riccarton. Ian Thompson will talk about and demonstrate his restoration of a World War II R1155 receiver, which were widely used in RAF bombers. Well, that's all from me. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, reporting from Christchurch. The next official broadcast of NZART will be made by ZL6A at 8 p.m. on Sunday, the 25th of November. Until then, this is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the official broadcast for October 2012. Good night, everyone. Good night now.